God be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Evening Vespers. Tonight we sing one of the many Holden evening prayers here in the village. So you will need, You will need one of these blue or white booklets that can be found near the exit towards Main Street. And a few words to orient you to worship tonight. First is that you'll see on page 5 there is a time for call and response. We've had some really unusual weather here in the village this week, including hail and thunderstorms. And so in light of that, if you are feeling like lightning tonight and want to get a quick start on sharing your power, please be L1. And if you're more thunder tonight and you need to kind of take a minute to respond, please add your thunderous voice in at L2. And then on page 9, we will stand for the Magnificat. We welcome you to worship.
And also sung at the final blessing as well.
What's that, Eric?
And also sung for the final blessing as well.
Ah, thank you for reminding me. We will stand for the final blessing as well. Welcome to worship.
Thank you. A reading from Job chapter 7. Therefore, I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the dragon that you set a guard over me? When I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would choose strangling and death rather than this body. I loathe my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone, for my days are breath. What are human beings that you make so much of them, that you set your mind on them, visit them every morning, test them every moment? Will you not look away from me for a while? Let me alone until I swallow my spittle. If I sin, what do I do to you, you watcher of humanity? Why have you made me your target? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I shall lie in the earth. You will seek me, but I shall not be. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is an excerpt from a letter written by the poet René Rilke. It was written on July 16, 1903. Very dear Mr. Kappas, I have left a letter from you long unanswered, not that I had forgotten it. When I read it, as now, in the quiet of these distances, I am touched by your beautiful concern about life, more even than I had felt in Paris, where everything resounds and dies away differently because of the too great noise that makes things vibrate. Here, where an immense country lies about me, over which the winds pass coming from the seas, here I feel that no human being anywhere can answer for you those questions and feelings that deep within them have a life of their own. For even the best err in words when they are meant to mean most delicate and almost inexpressible things. But I believe, nevertheless, that you will not have to remain without a solution if you will hold to objects that are similar to those from which my eyes now draw refreshment. If you will cling to nature, to the simple in nature, to the little things that hardly anyone sees and that can so unexpectedly become big and beyond measuring. If you have this love of inconsiderable things and seek, quite simply, as one who serves, to win the confidence of what seems poor, then everything will become easier, more coherent, and somehow more conciliatory for you. Not in your intellect, perhaps, which lags marveling behind, but in your inmost consciousness, waking and awareness. You are so young, so before all beginning, and I want to beg you, as much as I can, dear sir, to be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and to try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms and like books that are written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given to you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Perhaps you do carry within yourself the possibility of shaping and forming as a particularly happy and pure way of living. Train yourself to it, but take whatever comes with great trust. And if only it comes out of your own will, out of some need of your inmost being, take it upon yourself and hate nothing. Here ends the reading.
Shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome.
An angel went from God to
to your people the peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and of justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father.